Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees, with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week, by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire. Yeah.
Guy. Man, I was in the car for 2 hours. You know, driving flat. Flat and straight for 2 hours. To someplace and back this weekend. And I had this song on the radio. And you're right. You cannot listen to the song without doing this.
Come to Denver, she said.
Yeah.
Boy, would you come home to me?
I mean, I sang that song in the car with my wife and my son. My son even likes the song because he hears it once in a while on a certain radio station, a certain satellite thing I listen to once in a while, some pussy music, you know. And you can't do that without saying, nah, during the song. Try it, Greg.
Did you get the whole family to do that?
No, they didn't know why I was going, nah, because they don't listen to the show. But I did, and it was funny.
Well, they're missing all the fun.
You damn right.
Yeah, you were amusing yourself. That's what counts.
On that drive, yes.
Yeah.
That is what counts. Right.
And you know, the last time you were on that drive, you were just lighting up a car. And
with you guys, yeah.
So they should be happy that you were just singing.
Yeah.
Was on this date in 2006. You might remember where you were when Vice President Dick Cheney accidentally shot and wounded a 78-year-old buddy while hunting for quail.
You know, when that movie comes on cable, I'm going to watch it because Christian Bale's impersonation is amazing. It really is.
Harry Whittington apologized.
I know.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
But by the way, shot in the face.
That's all crazy fun stuff.
Sorry I embarrassed the Cheney family by stepping in front of your buckshot there.
He took one for the team, which was the most stupidest thing. Who would do that?
Harry Whittington was his name.
Kiss ass.
I don't know why he felt the need to apologize.
Yeah. Because he's in charge.
There's a dozen guys that would do that today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We know
there
that.
There are a dozen guys.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
They are. They're taking a metaphorical buckshot to the face every day, standing up for certain people.
Sure.
That scene's in the movie, too. You see the clip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. My face was in the wrong spot at that moment. I shouldn't have been standing in front of the barrel. It's my fault.
We are also celebrating National Make a Friend Day.
No.
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 Not in the mood today. Not in the mood.
No.
And you may remember on this date in 1974, America's motorists were suffering through the worst day of the energy crisis. Back then, many gas stations were closed. The others often limited purchases to just $3 per car.
I remember those days.
Some reported customer lines up to 6 miles long.
That was in bigger cities, but I remember those days. And Todd, I remember I was driving at the time. Should have been the late 70s. You could only get a gas, so if you had an odd or even number at your end of your license plate. And I used to switch license plates in my dad's two cars to get gas. They never really checked. But if they checked, you couldn't get gas that day.
What if you had a personalized plate and it just said, you know, Mike for Steelers?
Whatever the last, I forget how that worked, Push, you're right, but whatever the last number was, it was odd or even on your plate, the dates were different. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, odd numbers, you get gas. Didn't last that long, but it lasted long enough that I distinctly remember switching plates in my dad's cars, because we only had back plates in Pennsylvania, not front plates, so it was real easy. You do the plates, and then you go get gas to fill both cars up if you needed them. And it was just crazy because it was manufactured crap because there was not a shortage. But at the time, they made it sound like we were going to run out of gas.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, that was only a problem in the big cities.
Oh, the long lines, you're right.
Yeah, little towns didn't have that problem.
You didn't have it? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there were people to get into a line.
Yeah. Right.
Lines were upwards of 6 feet.
Your dad was a bulk guy. He was the bulk oil guy. He'd probably get some gas if he wanted to. He had connections. He probably knew the bulk gas guy.
No, he could only get the number two furnace oil.
He had connections.
Yeah. I don't know if he could get the unleaded.
Yeah.
No, Larry had a guy. He knew somebody who knew somebody.
Was it unleaded back in?
Nope.
No.
No, it wasn't.
You're right.
Not the 70s, at least. There were some cars.
74.
Yeah, yeah. No, that was full leaded.
Right. If he would have had a gas tank at his place of business, I would have used that all the time.
Well, of course you would have.
I recall having to pay for my own gas.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah. So apparently he would go to, because he was, for a while, before he got his own office, was based out of a service station in downtown Rugby.
There you go.
And he'd fill up his gas and pay for it just like everybody else.
New survey of dog owners shows that the vast majority of them look to their dogs when considering who to date. According to a dog walking app, so, you know, take it with a grain of salt.
Hey,
Wag.
Sniff that. See what you think.
Fluffy doesn't like you.
Yeah.
We're done.
Sniff that. See what you think.
Yeah.
77% of people agree that how their pet reacts to a new love interest is very important. Most people don't listen to their parents or to a friend's dating advice. 50%, though, say that if their dog is not happy with someone, that is a deal breaker. About a fourth of people who say they dated someone despite of their dog's negative reaction say they would never make that mistake again.
They love their dog too much. We all love our dogs.
That or the dog knows that person's an ass.
Might be evil, huh?
Sometimes.
Damien. So. Might be a, yeah.
Dogs.
If you're the devil, dogs don't like you.
Dogs are very good judge character.
From all movies. Yeah, but sometimes dogs can be dicks, too.
Spot doesn't like bad people.
Exactly. Maybe Spot wants nobody near Caroline, his owner.
Then that's a dog of bad character.
A jealous dog.
A dog of good character is a very good judge of character.
Okay.
But dogs of bad character, and it's your job to figure out.
And that's tough.
Yeah. If it's a dog of good character or a dog of bad character, usually it's not too hard to figure out. Like, I'm the litmus test. If a dog doesn't like me, that's a dog of bad character.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And if a dog likes me, that dog's got good taste.
Makes perfect sense.
What if the dog has been enticed?
It's the reverse of humans.
Nope, every dog I've met that doesn't like me turned out to be a bad dog.
Well, they're usually mean dogs, that's why, you know.
Yeah.
Really, the killer dogs, yeah.
Those kind.
Yeah.
Police in India say that more than 100 people are dead after drinking bootleg liquor.
Oh, my God.
The deaths were reported in two neighboring states where the victims complained about problems breathing and stomach cramps before they died. It's the deadliest outbreak related to illegal alcohol in India since 2011, and 172 people died.
It's probably whiskey made straight from the Ganges.
Do they have a...
That, and maybe they threw some, you know, antifreeze in there, or something else that's not supposed to be in there.
Is all alcohol in India illegal?
No.
Do they drink illegal alcohol?
I believe so.
Sure.
Okay, I didn't know.
I don't know that for sure.
I know Indians drink. A lot of Indians drink in the U.S. I get that.
Yeah, I don't think it's an illegal
thing. Yeah, that's a great question for Dr. Mina, unlike beating
I don't know that it is.
And also, do you beat your cancer tumor?
With a stick.
To beat cancer, right?
Yeah. Didn't she already answer that one?
Kind of.
She said, so the answer is maybe?
No, I think so.
Is that what she said?
Depending on the tumor, she said.
Okay.
She didn't say it at all. Trying to piss her off.
The legal drinking age in India and laws which regulate the sale and consumption of alcohol.
So why are you buying illegal crap? Right. Cheaper, I guess. So.
Very significantly from state to state. So they got their dry states and their drunk states.
The Confederate battle emblem, a red field topped by blue tilted cross and, you know,
can you smoke weed in
white
India?
Stars. No.
I don't know.
Our
governor came out and said he never smoked weed. And we know that generation. I'm thinking, why? I mean, I'm talking about just never tried it. I know a lot of people that tried it and stopped and didn't do it much after that.
Or didn't care for it.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
But he didn't try it.
Yeah, but a lot of people didn't have friends.
I want to find out the guy that smoked weed with the governor. If you smoke weed with Governor Ricketts, give us a call. We're going to dig into this one.
I contend he was friendless.
Well, yeah. You might know some of the high school kids. You know, we know people went to high school with him.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody befriended him.
Probably not.
I think he was lonely throughout high school.
So nobody offered Ricketts a joint in high school.
I could ask my wife.
Or college, too, by the way.
I don't
remember that. You went to college somewhere. Where did you go to college?
Where did he go to college?
Is he a Creighton boy? Is he a Lincoln boy? Did he go out of state? Look that up. Look where our governor went to college. This guy's against weed in every way, has never smoked it, and doesn't think it helps kids.
I don't know if he was in the same class as my wife.
But
same,
right around there.
Same high school.
That's what I mean. We got connections.
Yeah, I seem to recall he was friendless. At least that's the word I'm getting.
Well, you go to college, though. Somebody's going to offer you a joint in the 80s? Come on.
University of Chicago.
Okay. Oh, God. Somebody smoked weed with him.
And it appears that that weed is actually either... It did just become re-legalized or is in the process in India.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It'd be in the process, it would have
All
to
right.
be.
Well, there's a lot of... You read through these things, and then they throw a lot of Indian government names at you.
Yeah, and you can't read
it really derails your skimming, trying to find the information that you want.
Derailing the skimmer last night. By the way, Puss said it was a great band name. What was the band name, Puss?
Oh, last break. Seal Poop Thumb Drive.
Yeah.
it's a band name.
It might not be a great one.
The Confederate battle emblem has appeared on Mississippi's state flag since 1894. It is the last state.
Isn't that funny? Once again, they put it on 30 years after the war to say, hey.
Look at us.
That's exactly what we talked about, these monuments. They put them on in the early 1900s. They put them up to say, hey, we still own your ass.
Mississippi's the last state flag in the United States to display it. Mississippi lawmakers are killing bills to remove the battle emblem from their flag. Now, several Mississippi cities and counties and all eight of the state's public universities have stopped flying the state flag in recent years because of this.
But you got to fight.
You do.
What's that 130-30 me and Todd, we always talk about in that show? The Mississippi football team from 64, I think it was. Remember they went undefeated and nobody paid attention to them because of the civil rights. A bunch of old white players were still pissed to this day.
Did they win the national championship?
They were undefeated.
It,
yeah.
But they were so pissed because all these black guys were getting admitted to the school and taken away for attention from how good their football team was.
Which was all white.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that 30-30 didn't tug at the heartstrings. Yeah.
No. See, the word I'm getting now is
from where?
Even back in high school. Ricketts, Pete Ricketts, knew there was no lethal dose of THC, and the only drug he has any use for is stuff that can kill you.
Yeah.
Now, or can kill other people.
That's the greatest thing. That's the greatest thing I read this weekend, too.
Is that what people are saying?
He wants the FDA.
People are saying.
To respond to weed, but he avoided the FDA when he found drugs to kill people.
Well, yeah. Sure.
What a joke.
Duh.
I mean, were those even legally obtained?
Nope.
But we don't question that.
No.
No, because that's fine.
If you got high with Ricketts from like 1980 on, let us know.
Old man Ricketts.
Yeah, we're not sure.
You got high with him.
Yeah.
That's something we got to get Pecker on.
Get Pecker on.
Pecker will find out.
No, Pecker's on his side.
Oh, you're right.
Right. Pecker's on the old man's side for sure.
What are we talking about?
Pecker, the guy who runs the National Enquirer. Trump's boy.
Runs
Pecker.
The Enquirer.
Pecker.
We need a left-leaning version of Pecker.
Yeah. if your Pecker leans left, give us a call.
No, don't.
No, don't.
Yeah. No, no, don't.
Because Puss has to answer
that. I don't want
that
call.
Yeah. And you're the editor of a tabloid.
Yeah, that helps too. Yeah, and that also, right.
Online doesn't count.
No.
Or just a left-leaning Pecker.
No.
We don't need you then.
I don't want that call.
No, you don't. Hey, Puss.
Send those emails to Todd at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
I got a left-leaning Pecker. Pecker's the best name.
Unless it's yours.
I know.
It's the best name for somebody else.
It is the greatest name. Unless it's yours.
Leanna Swingler was on a nearly three-hour flight from Los Angeles to Austin, Texas. She sat in the middle seat between a woman by the window and a man by the aisle. Even before the plane took off, she said things got awkward. She says she was making some posts on her work account just to let people know what she was doing. She said the man was kind of hovering over her shoulder, looking at her, trying to figure out what she was doing. Somehow the two made small talk, and eventually she put her headphones on, you know, so she wouldn't have to talk to this guy anymore. As the flight continued, she said the man pulled out a laptop and put it on his lap, and then shoved his hands under the laptop. She said it just kind of looked a bit awkward, and then his hands started moving, she said, and she said she was like, oh my God. She figured out what he was doing.
Did he throw on some lubricated wide receiver gloves?
There's no word on lubricated wide receiver gloves. So she figured out exactly what he was doing with his hands moving. She told the woman sitting next to her what was going on and then pretended to go to the bathroom so she could speak with the flight attendants. She showed him pictures she took of the guy, which show his hands below the laptop. The flight attendants were shocked, and they moved Swingler and the other woman to other seats.
Was he
the
center?
Man stayed there.
Was he the center seat?
No, he was by the window.
Okay, got it.
The flight attendants moved the women. When the plane landed, he just got up and left.
Did he have porn on the laptop? Did he have porn on the laptop?
No word on what was on the laptop. She said she appreciated everything up until the moment that he left, but he just got up and left. She said that she felt something more should have been done. They filed a report. They gave her a couple flight vouchers, but they don't have the guy. He just got up and left.
If you were in row 5 where the guy was masturbating, pick up your flight voucher.
And
walk, bitches.
Yeah.
That's all
well, that's
you.
What the guy did. He got out of there.
Yeah.
Nobody got a hold of him. I guess they're supposed to when you tell the flight attendants
that the captain
is masturbating. There should have someone waiting for him when they get there.
Right. What he heard was the captain has turned on the hands below the laptop sign.
Yeah. So they say that law enforcement was requested, but the guy managed to quickly deplane and leave the area before law enforcement could get him.
Man, there's so many freaks out there.
Yeah, and when you are on your approach, the captain turns on the hands above the laptop sign.
Have your seatbelts on, your hand out of your pants. Just have a little light for that. All right. Thank you, Craig.
Thank you.
All right.
You'll have time for that when you're flying back to Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Quick one to Denver. There is no time for hands below the laptop. Barely have time for a drink.
We got to stop that talk. Puss is flying this weekend, too, but he's got somebody to put their hands in his pants for him, right?
Yeah.
Your wife?
Yeah. Well, it's taking somebody long.
Already documented that I repel people. So.
That's true. I could be sitting alone myself.
Right. I'm trying to figure out ways I could repel them even more.
Yeah, but see, the problem with my situation is we're going somewhere for her birthday, and I don't think that's what she wants for her birthday.
You?
So
what's in your pants?
Yeah.
What's in your pants?
Well, not on the plane.
She's missing out.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But maybe what she does want is for you to be detained, and then she can go off on her own and have some fun.
Very possible.
She reports on this guy's masturbating.
Very possible.
And they arrest Puss. See you tomorrow. Thanks.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.